How are you guys? All right.
Hi,
I'm Justin. What's your name?
Benny.
Benny, good to meet you, mate. How are you? Can I ask you a question? Can you see a constellation in that picture? All right. That's good. I get to teach something then. When I was a kid, I grew up in a town called Broken Hill. It's far away from, well, everything, and very hot. It's one of those towns that today is probably like 47 degrees. So I'm much happier now I live in Victoria. And my dad used to take me out. We didn't live in the town. We lived 30 k's out of the town. And our nearest neighbours were 10 kilometres away. And we lived on a hill. And there was a reservoir, a lake of water. And my dad's job was to pump all the water into Broken Hill when they were thirsty. But next to us was this vast plain. And you could... I was going to create a plane in here, right? It's all right. This is what it's like. And you could see all the way across to South Australia from where we lived. And the plane was called the Umburumbuka. It was kind of a funny name, right? And it actually meant like the place of many waters, but there was no water on this plane. It was dry. My dad was he looked after the water, but he also used to be like a ranger. And we'd go driving in his Land Rover. It was great fun because it'd be all over all these bumpy things. I'd get thrown around in the car. It was awesome. And I'd love it. And we went out one sort of evening because he wanted to pick some mushrooms that had been raining a bit. And we headed out. And as we were out, it got darker and darker. And we got out and he got some mushrooms because he was raised in the bush. He likes to get wild mushrooms. And I realized I didn't know where I was. I realized I had no idea, you know, because as far as I could see all around was a scrub and brown dirt. I love that brown dirt now, but that's all I could see. And I got a little bit kind of freaked out because I realized that if he drove off, I'd be completely lost. So I told him this and he squatted down. He was one of he'd like to squat. He'd sit there and squat for hours in the sun and look with his big hat on, one of those kind of dads. That's what my dad's like. And he'd say, look at those stars, right? And so here, there's a bright one, and there, and there, and there. And it kind of makes a cross. And the constellation is called the Crux, which means the cross, right? Because it looks like a cross. He said, as long as you can find the cross, you'll be okay. He said, first of all, what you do is you look at the cross, and you draw a line from the top star all the way down to the bottom star and keep going. And then he said, now look for these other two stars. And they're from the constellation of Centaurus. So that's Alpha Centauri, which coincidentally is the closest star to our solar system. And traveling at the speed of light, it would still take you over 4 years to get there. And there's Beta Centaurus. So these are the two closest stars to us. He said, now draw like a little line between them and go down. And this is probably confusing you, so here's a diagram. Okay. Just to make it easier. And he said, where those two lines meet is south. And if you draw a line down towards the horizon, that way is always south. And all of a sudden, I wasn't lost on a formless plane anymore. I knew exactly how to get home because I knew we'd driven north. And so I knew that I could get home by going south. And I knew how to find south by looking at the stars. And everything sort of made sense. I'm like, oh, I wasn't scared anymore. And ever since, whenever I see the cross in the sky, I work out which way is south just to make sure I know where I am. So I hope you've learned how to tell where south is now. Tonight, if the stars are out and you can see them and there's no clouds, maybe you can have a look and see if you can work out which way is south. But you know what? This also helps me in my life because whenever I'm feeling lost in my life, I remember that all I have to do is look to the cross and I'll know how to get home and I know I'll be safe. All right, you can go sit down now. Thanks, kids. The kid's nearly as big as me. Well, I'll just drag this over here because I've got a few slides to put up. I hope some of the adults look for south as well tonight. It's handy to know.